coming up on episode number 879. It's time for another All Request Show. You know the drill, right? You tell me what it is you want to hear. I shrug my shoulders, you know, maybe scratch my head, pensively stroke my chin, and then say, yes, I think I'll play it, and I'll put it together into a big All Request Show. That is what we're going to do here. And you're going to hear covers tonight of The Magnetic Fields, Jackson Browne or Nico, depending on how you look at it, and Journey, and much, much more. All this and trivia too. It is an All Request Show coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It's Wednesday, June 27th, 2012. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, playing the music that you've asked me to play because you sent an email, like good little soldiers, you sent an email to requests@coverville.com, where I assembled them all and put them together in a big show for you. Let's start things off with a cover of the Partridge Family's I Think I Love You. This one comes from the Clam Abuse album Stop Thinking, which came out in 2002. Here is Clam Abuse.
I think I love you. cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Everybody's picking up on that feline beat, 'cause everything else is obsolete. Now a square with a home makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. With a square in the act, he can set music back to the caveman days. I've heard some corny birds who tried to sing, but a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing, who wants to dig along at you got stuff like that. When everybody wants to be a cat,
I think a lot more rock and roll songs should actually have strange cat noises in them. That is SAP, or P-S-A-P-P. I'm not sure if that's pronounced, I'm sure it's not pronounced PASAP. From the 2006 collection Rewind 5, that is SAP in their cover of Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. That one comes from the Aristocrats. Well, originally comes from the Aristocrats. From Disney, Everybody Wants to Be a Cat. Before that, oh, let me tell you who requested that. I had a big window open up on the front of my screen here. That one goes out to Rob Phillips in Cary, North Carolina. Before that, a cover going out to Allison in Philadelphia. That was Genetic Engineering by Oxford Collapse. That one comes from a 2008 album called The Handbird EP. That, of course, a cover of Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or OMD, if you're into that whole brevity thing. And before that, I Think I Love You by Clam Abuse from their 2002 album Stop Thinking. Of course, a cover of The Partridge Family. Actually, specifically a cover of David Cassidy and Shirley Jones, because it was all session musicians except for the two of them. None of the other Partridge Family members performed on that song. That one, by the way, going out to Lee Donahue, known as Moon Unit on the Twit IRC. The Twit IRC? Why are you telling me about the Twit IRC? Why are you telling me what you use on Twit? What are you using the tadpole, man? Tell me that. Coverville Today, brought to you by TuneUp. Now, they just have a brand new version, 2.4.6, which is a 64-bit version of the client. And what's really cool about this is it's faster. It's better on your 64-bit devices, obviously. And right now, you can get a great deal on TuneUp by going to coverville.com and taking advantage of a 25% off discount that you can get celebrating the month of dads and grads with TuneUp. 25% off. Just go to coverville.com, open the show notes for this episode, and you'll find a link. Click that link, use the promo code CELEBRATE, and you'll save 25% off of your purchase of TuneUp. What a great bargain. Make sure you do that today because the deal only lasts until the end of this week. Only lasts until June 30th, which is Saturday. So make sure you go and take advantage of this deal as quickly as possible before it goes away. That is TuneUp.com. It's what I use right here, and it cleans up your iTunes. Did I even tell you what it does? It cleans up your iTunes so that you've got album art and no missing track information and all that jazz. Check it out, tuneup.com. All right, back into the music here, and a request going out to Mike Jones in Widnes, UK. He says, there's a British singer who I'm a huge fan of right now called Catherine Ann Davies, or Catherine A.D., as she records as these days. Last year, she did a great cover of the Magnetic Fields' The Book of Love, and I'd love to hear it on the show. Happy to play it for you, Mike. I love this song. I love every version I've heard of this song, whether it's the Mike Doty version, the Peter Gabriel version, or, of course, the original by the Magnetic Fields. And this one, I love as well. Here is Catherine A.D. and her cover of The Book of Love.
Hey Brian, this is Miles calling from Washington, D.C. I met my fiancée Amy while working in the Middle East several years ago, and she introduced me to Coverville. We've been listening to your show ever since. So we're getting married next month, and I was wondering if you were up to a challenge. Can you find a good cover of Edith Piaf's Oblivion Rose? We wanted to play that as our first dance, and we thought you might know a good version of it. Thanks a lot.
Des yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. These days I
seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to, I've stopped my rambling. I won't do too much gambling these days. These days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my ways. And I wonder if I've seen the light. I had a lover. I don't think I risk another these days. These days I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I've been
by Annie Clark. Well, covered there by St. Vincent, who is Annie Clark, performer who did one of those Beck things, one of those album covers with Beck. Also has released a couple albums under the name St. Vincent. She was also a member of the Polyphonic Spree right before she went solo. That is These Days, performed by St. Vincent. That one comes from the 2006 album Paris is Burning and is a cover of the song first performed by Jackson Browne, but covered most famously by Nico. Before that, you heard Belinda Carlisle. Yeah, that was Belinda Carlisle covering La Vie en Rose. That one comes from her 2007 mostly French album called Voila, cover of the song by Edith Piaf. Now, I hope, Miles in D.C., I hope you weren't asking me to pick a version for you to play as your first dance, because that one may be a little bit fast. If I were going to recommend a version for your first dance, I would recommend another 80s singer, Cyndi Lauper's version of La Vie en Rose. That's a beautiful one. I've played that on the show before. Also, I would have played that as this one, but it's a really, really nice, sweet, slow version of the song that will be perfect for you and your bride to dance to next month. So that one going out to Miles in D.C. Before that, The Book of Love, covered by Catherine A.D. From her EP called Carry Your Heart. Of course, a cover of The Magnetic Fields. And that one, as I mentioned, going out to Mike Jones in Widnes in the U.K. Coverville today also brought to you by ThinkGeek.com. You know what I love about ThinkGeek? No matter how often I do a show, I can always pull up their website and start looking for cool stuff, and I always find brand new cool stuff that I haven't talked about. Like, now this one, I'm thinking I may have to get in on this one too. So, you know, you drive around and you see those soccer mom vans, and they've got pictures, little stick figure pictures of the whole family on the back window. You know, dad and mom and three kids and maybe a dog and cat, who knows. Well, Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those either. The zombie ones are pretty cool, but brand new are Star Wars ones. You can get Darth Vader's, Luke Skywalker's, Princess Leia's, C-3PO's. All these are back window decal stickers that you can make your own little family of Jedis or Siths or whatever you want. Droids, scum and villainy. Of course, you can have a Boba Fett sitting with a slave Leia as mom and dad, and then have a kid version of Luke and a kid version of let's see here, a stormtrooper as the kids, or maybe a couple Jawas or a couple Ewoks. These are so, so cool. And what's really cool about this is you get a whole big sheet of these stickers. So you get like, what, 50 stickers on the decal sheet, so that, you know, if you want to have all four kids be represented by stormtroopers, you can. If you want to have two Jawas, hey, maybe you are a two Darth Vader family. That's all, you know, that's how I'll phrase it. Maybe you're a two Princess Leia family. It doesn't matter. They have the stickers that will support that for you. So go to Think Geek. Actually, here's what you do. You go to Coverville, and then you go to the Think Geek link that you'll find right there on the right side of the page. That'll take you to their website. And then just find the Star Wars family car decals. Just one of the thousands of things that you can find to entertain the masses at ThinkGeek, thinkgeek.com. All right, a request going out to Chad Walker, Coverville citizen Chad Walker, who ran across an 8 version of Nine Inch Nails' Pretty Hate Machine called Pretty 8 Machine. And this one's done entirely as chiptunes. He requested the version of Atarible Lie, performed by Inverse Phase. Inverse Phase putting together this whole album, and I've played them on the show before. Really, really cool chiptune artist. I might even try and get him on the show for an interview, so stick around for that. Here is Inverse Phase and Atarible Lie from the 2012 album Pretty 8 Machine. Here's your chiptune. We'll be right back.
Brian. This is Paul from North Carolina, and I just found a fantastic new cover that I'd love to hear on the show. The artist is Lissy, and she is doing a cover of the rap song Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi. So check that one out. It is fantastic. Been listening to it on and on.
This has been a blast. We got one more tune. It's a cover. Have fun, and I hope you like it. I think I'm going to take a shot of tequila before I do it. All right. This is a Kid Cudi song. Hope you like it. Take a hit, feeling lit, feeling like 2 a.m. summer night. I don't care, hands on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the Midwest side and now, living my life, getting out jeans. People told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out.
Go! much. I'm Lissy. Have a great night. Peace.
Loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move, she loves to groove, she loves the loving things. All night, all night, all every night. So hold tight, hold tight. Oh, baby, hold tight. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. What good love could do. Then we touched, then we sang about the loving thing. All night, all night, all every night. So hold tight, hold tight. Oh baby, hold tight.
Snide from his 2011 album, Clem Snide's Journey. Very clever. That is his cover of Journey's Any Way You Want It. That one, a request going out to Randy, who requested that in Akron, PA. He's a Coverville citizen. Thank you, Randy, for that suggestion. Right before that, you heard you heard something that had a little bit of editing done to it. You heard Pursuit of Happiness by Lissy from the Covered Up with Flowers EP from last year, a cover of Kid Cudi's Pursuit of Happiness going out to Cole in North Carolina. And we start off the set with Inverse Phases' Atari Bull Lie from the Nine Inch Nails chiptune cover album Pretty 8 Machine. Really, really cool. That one going out to Chad Walker. All right. Well, Tina has joined us here for some trivia tonight. Tina, how you doing?
I am doing okay.
Good. Coming off of a Nerdtacular weekend.
I am. I so needed it.
I did too.
Such nice people.
5 days in Salt Lake City with the Tadpool and, of course, all the Frog Pants producers and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. It was a great, great time. And if we had a chance to meet you out there, then thank you for coming up. And if not, then, hey, there is always next year. Which I think Scott has promised now that it's going to be held in a cruise ship that goes to Aruba. I think that's the... He's promised it. He's made it official. So there you go.
Wow.
Yes. All right. Well, Tina's here for some Musically Challenged. Let's go ahead and do this. This one is simply called Sampling Sampled Number 1. Let's get into it.
Hi, Brian and Tina. I'm Honorism, and welcome to the first edition of Sampling Sampled. Here's how it works. There are 3 rounds. In the first round, I will play a well-known original song and another song that uses it as a sample. Both songs will be relatively well-known, so you will get a point for each song title and song artist. In the second round, the sampled song will be more well-known than the sampling song. Again, name both songs and artists for 4 points total. And in the final round, I will play a well-known song that uses a not-so-well-known sample of another song. Make sense?
Sure.
Well, hopefully it'll make sense once we get started. So a quick rundown before we do. In each of the rounds, name the artist and title of both the original song and the sampled song.
Cool.
For 4 points per round, for a total of 12 points.
All right, we'll just figure it out.
Yeah.
Round 1.
Name both artist and song title. Here is the sampled song.
Oh, it sounds like Def Leppard.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
ABBA.
That's so not Def Leppard. All right, so then he's going to give us the sampled one here. I'm hiding the Tadpool.
Here is the sampling song.
Yeah, you know this one. Okay, so yeah, pretty easy one there. So ABBA and Gimme, 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 mm-hmm. A Man After Midnight, in parentheses. And then the sampling song is?
Madonna.
Yep, and the song title?
I don't know.
Hung Up, I think is what it's
okay,
called.
Okay, makes sense.
Yep, all right.
Here's the sampled song.
Okay. Got it before you want to jump in on this one? Actually, let's give people a chance because I hate it when we people hate it when we cut them off.
Holly came from Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
What's the song?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I know.
It's Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here is a sampling song.
Do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love.
Yeah.
I know it.
I'm pretty sure that's A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, yeah.
It could be De La Soul, though, because the vocalist, the two have very similar sounding vocalists.
I would go with De La Soul.
Okay, I'm going to say Tribe Called Quest. I'm going to stick with my original
okay.
thought, but I don't know the name of that song.
Me neither.
All. Okay.
Round 3.
Here's the original sampled song. Once we get to the break, it'll probably be obvious what the sampling song is.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, I can tell you
isn't
the
that
sampling.
Tone Loc?
It's not Tone Loc. No. It's the other one that came out right around that same time, Young MC.
Young MC, yeah.
And Busta Move. Well, I guess I jumped ahead here. They're going to play.
Okay.
He's going to play that now.
Whoops.
Kreskin.
And now the sampling song.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down.
Spoiler alert, folks. It's Young MC, Busta Move. All right.
All right. Give you a moment to collect your thoughts.
Oh, we didn't get the first one, though.
I hope the game makes sense now.
No, we didn't get the first song.
Here are the answers. Round one. The original sampled song is Gimme, 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 Man After Midnight by Apple. And the sampling artist and song is Hung Up by Madonna. Round two. Of course, the original sampled song and artist is Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed.
Eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
And the sampling song is Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Can I kick
it? Final round.
So it was Tribe Called Quest.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Quest. What he just said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hi.
Sorry.
Welcome to the show.
I thought you said, so what is A Tribe Called Quest?
No,
I'm
it
said, like,
so it was A Tribe Called
yes,
Quest.
Yes, it was. Sorry.
The sampling song is Busta Move by Young MC.
You run over there without a second to lose, and what comes next? Hey, Busta Move. Just Busta Move.
But do you know the original sampled song?
I don't.
It is Found a Child by the band called Ballin' Jack.
Found a child beside a rock. Sit right down and hear him talk. He tells us all the way it was. Ask him why. He said because feeling fine.
Well, how did you do? Say both of you got 8 points, maybe? Well, I hope you enjoyed the first edition of Sampled Sampler. Till next time, Hoonerism out.
Excellent. Love it, yes. Feel free to do more of those. I really, really like the plot behind that one, or the gimmick.
Right, me too.
Yeah, so keep
that
them up.
That was fun.
Yes. We have, maybe about 4 left in the queue. So if you've got one that you've been waiting to hear that you've produced, then it should only be about, you know, a couple months before we finally get to it. So there you go.
Okay.
So look for it then. Tina, thanks for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And I'll let you get out of here.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. And that is going to do it. I'm going to let you get out of here too. Listeners, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in for another Coverville. We'll be back tomorrow. Oh, before I tell you what that show is, let me go ahead and tell you how to reach me. Get your requests in by emailing requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line, 206-222-COVER. You heard Miles do it and Cole do it earlier in the show, so you do it too. 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. You can also visit coverville.com and, you know, download previous shows, search for certain episodes in the archive, all that great stuff, all 879 shows right there in the archive, right there for you to download and listen to. That is also where you'll find the Amazon button. Remember, if you're buying anything on Amazon, whether it's music, diapers, Cheetos, or Bic pens, use the link on Coverville to get to Amazon, and any purchase you make helps out the show. It helps me out. It goes right back into purchasing all the great music that you hear on the show and licensing and all that fun stuff. So please use the Amazon link right there on the right side of the page on Coverville. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville, blah, blah, blah. We will be back tomorrow with a Blues Brothers episode. You're going to hear covers of songs featured in the film The Blues Brothers, which, of course, featured a lot of covers itself, with Jake and Elwood doing a lot of covers of great old blues classics. You'll hear other versions of songs that they covered in that movie. How's that? As well as, Peter Gunn theme and, Respect. Think was the one they used by Aretha Franklin. Anyway, listen for that. That'll be great. It'll be tomorrow, and I'll be there. Will you? Until then, this is Brandon Mitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, it's like you just got back from Nerdtacular.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.